Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I just want to encourage you today to really pay close attention because, you know, there's another thing that Dr. Carson says in his most recent book called One Nation. You got to get it. I mean, it is so refreshing to me when people talk intelligently. I miss intelligent conversation. I mean, you people are talking about, you know, who was on some program, what live TV, whatever they call things, or they talk about a sports game or something, or they talk about, you know, somebody's doing this and on the basketball teams, and it's like, oh my God, where's the intelligent conversation? Mm-hmm. And I see folks that talk intelligently. For example, Maya Angelou, you know, who just passed away. And I would love to dedicate an entire week to this woman. Just when she would speak, you know, and she didn't speak till something, she was 12 or 13. And there's a whole story to that. But every word was well thought out. Her rhythms were all thought out. Everything mm-hmm. that she did. And she could do all kinds of voices, by the way. She was an interpreter for several languages.
Really?
Yeah, she could do several voices.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she probably could do us pretty well. And she's from Arkansas. And
she can do you. Yep.
Yes.
Yep, she can do you.
Do me. And we'll just have a tournament. We'll talk about it.
Tournament.
And so, but when she speaks, I mean, crowds will show up just to listen to her mm-hmm. because she's brilliant. And she was brilliant, intelligent. She suffered greatly. But yet one of her best friends was the president of South Africa.
Nelson Mandela.
I mean, they were friends back in the 50s before all that happened over there. And I mean, so much wisdom. So, you know, and you hear people talking like, shut up, Maya's talking. Right. You know what I'm saying? You hear people talking, it's just like, don't you understand who's talking right now? Just listen. You know, and mm-hmm. I was watching her interviewed recently, an old interview. And some people were saying some things. I'm like, shh, you don't have a limited amount of time to listen to Maya talk. And you need to hear what she has to say. And there's people, you know, I'm not lifting people up, but, you know, there are people that are amazingly have something special in their life yeah. that when they talk, you talk about great men of the Bible and great people that did great things. I mean, there's people now, I'm starting to even sense in my spirit when I'm around them that you can just sense that on their life. And it's yeah. just like, it's time to listen.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a great story about, she was in a movie called Poetic Justice with rapper Tupac Shakur. And there's an interview where apparently something had happened on set. And she had a role to play. And it was early on and with the rapper and someone, and it got real physical and it was screaming. And so she walks up to him not knowing who she is. And she begins to start educating him, just talking about stuff, and and a tear comes to his eye. And then somebody walks around and says, do you know who that was? She goes, no, that was Tupac Shakur. You made Tupac Shakur cry. It was Maya Angelou.
Oh, wow.
Just the way she was able just to talk to him and, you know, calm him down and just be able to relate, hey, it's not worth it.
Just beautiful, beautiful woman. And thank God for videos and audios and books. And we can capture these folks.
Well, we're very excited about... you know, our new 1-hour-long program that we have now, yes. Christian Television Network. And we're very thankful for David Mayo, who has just opened up his arms, and Ian Skelly and John Luveran, and on the Gulf Coast. We yeah. will actually be for an hour. As you know, here we are in your living rooms. Thank you for inviting us in. And Monday through Friday. And what we want to do is imagine you're, well, you don't have to imagine. You have this whole day. All these things hit you. So much information hits you. And you need a perspective, some sort of perspective. And our desire is to give you a light perspective. You know, what the light of God's word. What does this mean? Okay, I've got all this stuff to happen today. But what does that mean? And what does God's word say about it? And we try to seek that out and to share that with you in a way that gives you hope and gives you love, shows you the love of God. And, but also gives you truth, you know, not only the truth of what's happening in society, but what God says. And if you just hear reports of this tragedy upon tragedy, and man, I'm telling you what, I'm watching, if you haven't heard,
you know, organizers of the night versus organizers of the day. You need to hear this whole series mm-hmm. because, yeah. or watch it here. I don't know. It's on VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. But the whole earth is being organized right now. Mm-hmm. There's things being organized left and right, and the nation's being organized, and there's so many narratives. And just recently, when I was reading Dr. Ben Carson's new book, One Nation, I believe it's called, that he says that we've been divided. The whole nation has been divided, and everywhere a wedge could be driven, mm-hmm. one's been driven, which is, that's the definition of Saul Alinsky's tactics. What's his book? What's Alinsky's book? Rules for Radicals. That is one of the techniques of the 13 Rules for the Radicals, which, by the way, that this particular book that was written by Saul Alinsky about this, which was already inside his heart already, but he wrote a book when he was in prison, is dedicated to the very first one that did what he did, mm-hmm. which is Lucifer. He dedicated it to Lucifer. And the interesting thing about that as well is that our president, before he was president, he was mentored by Saul Alinsky. And he and Hillary Clinton was mentored by mm-hmm. Saul Alinsky. So you need to hear this. And it's knowledge. It's not speaking negatively about them. It's just saying this is who mentored them. Mm-hmm. This is what they know. This is what President Barack Obama, before he was a president, this is what he taught. He taught it for 4 years. It's not like, think about this combo deal. Constitutional law, he taught, and mm-hmm. he taught the Alinsky methodologies. That put that combo together, and that is a very intellectual plan for fundamentally transforming. And, of course, there was... He was, as his pastor said, as the president's pastor said, what's his right?
Reverend Wright.
He said, you have to understand, and we have all this for you. You have to understand that he was selected before he was elected. He has to take care of those who selected him. And so you don't just become president because you got a great idea. It's because you build a whole group of people, or they build you, depending on what it is.
They build around you.
And what God shared with us and made known to John, and we have it available for you, that you know, you can get involved in something and you have great ideas for it, but other people can have other ideas. Mm-hmm. And what God shared with John was that he was being set up. And that was before he was even chosen as a candidate in the earlier parts, or as was in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and God had said that. And so if you heard one of our earlier programs, how God was speaking to young Isaiah, it was showing him how the church is going to be there for the president and help him out. And we're called to pray for people. We're called to pray for those in authority over us. And it was very strategic what God showed Isaiah. And you can find out about it. We'll make a related link. And it's a prophetic dream, four phases to the dream. But in one of the phases of the dream was that the church, which Isaiah represented, was there in the White House with the president, and the president was needing to get out because people were coming after the president. Actually, communism was coming after the president. Mm-hmm. Whatever's happening in North Korea was coming after. This mm-hmm. is a dream. A dream. But that's our perspective. That's what we do at VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. We're not more, we want to know what God's saying, the context of it. And so the church, or Isaiah, is able to help the president get out of a window, which is really gets a newer vision of what's going on. And so that means the church is going to be instrumental in praying for our president and helping our president in the time when he realizes something goes down. And you have to understand, if you're set up, you're set up. And so many people, because they're set up so well, that people really believe the people that set them up, whatever narrative that they created over this person, they buy into it. But the thing is this: when you're set up, that's not true. That's not what your intentions were. Mm-hmm. But they're framing you, if you will, call mm-hmm. it type of thing. You're being framed. And that means that many people, based on history, have gone before juries and judges and all this because they were framed so well. They built things around them. And all we know is what the Lord has revealed to us is that this is a high probability. And either way, that if God saved us, He can save you and He can save our president. And mm-hmm. so our job is to pray for those in authority over us. And we did. We've been praying for over 5 years. you know, since God revealed that to us, praying protection over him, praying protection over Michelle and Sasha and Malia, and that God would keep ungodly counsel out of his ears, and that God would speak to him and save him, and all these.
First Timothy 2:1-4. I mean, praying for those authorities that go well for us.
Right, right. But you have to understand that they were mentored. And so what, when you look at, you think, why in the world would President Barack Obama bring his opponent in the election in to be the Secretary of State? Mm. But now imagine if they were brother and sister. That would have been a big stretch. I mean, you think about President Kennedy brought his brother in as Attorney General. That would have been, that's his brother. Well, they both were raised, trained up and mentored by Saul Alinsky. So you have Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, were both mentored in by this particular man named Saul Alinsky. And what you have in Dr. Ben Carson's recent interviews and his book just came out off the press called One Nation. He talks about that we've been organized. We've been put into factions. And the hope is not the 530 people in Washington, D.C. We need to pray for those in Washington, D.C. But understand, this is a government by the people and for the people. And that's the whole reason why we're here talking to you in your living rooms or talking to you over the radio right now on Christian Television Network, because we need to have a now conversation that we've got to say, you know what? I am going to make it a point where I'm going to start learning things again. Yeah. I'm going to do things like, I don't know, I'm going to read the Constitution. I'm going to look how thin a little booklet you got to read to find out what the Constitution, Washington, D.C., the government exists because of this little booklet, what's written in this little booklet, the United States Constitution. And you are able to live your life on a day-to-day basis because of the Constitution and the amendments to the Constitution. And we are a nation of laws, governed by laws. And so that's why people can't stop you and search you. And that's why the big dilemma is now with Edward Snowden, that he's saying, you know, when his reports with MSN, I forget the
NBC, Brian Williams.
Brian Williams is interviewing him, and he's saying, and his argument is, but they're violating our Fourth Amendment rights. They're taking our papers and our data, and that is a constitutional argument. The problem is, we used to write things on paper, but now it's all digital. So we don't have digital laws. We don't have laws that say that's still my property. You can't take it. You can't copy it. You can't send it around. And is it protected by the Fourth Amendment of unreasonable search? Can people just barge into your home and do these different things? And we talk more about that. And there's hopefully an area on the VFN Torch. It's called Original Intent. And go there. It talks about two original intents, the original intent of the nation and the original intent of America and the original intent of the church. We got to get back to what are we made of? What's going on? And it's real difficult. It really is, because who really wants to learn? Hardly anybody, by the way. I'm like, don't you want to learn something? I mean, you know, I just always had this desire to learn, and I love to learn what's going on. I love to learn different perspectives. And we have to you have to watch more than Fox News. Hmm. I mean, you're going to have to do that, because Fox News is not God. Brett Baer just basically today on CBN talked about how his son had gone through all these surgeries and his heart surgery. He's got a brand new book out about that, and how they prayed and they, you know, turned to God during that time, and how God kept their son alive.
Wow.
I believe he's 8 now, but understand, but you still can be tied down at work. You know, if you're just because you're a broadcaster, don't mean that's not your job. But we have a broadcaster, a reporter that came to one of us recently. And what was his words when?
He's tired of speaking empty words.
He was tired of speaking empty words, and he wanted to be involved in something, you know, like you're seeing right here. And understand, this is breaking all kinds of barriers. You know, we just do whatever God says, and God begins to just change things. And to me, it's normal just to talk about, if you're not a believer, if you're not a Christian, I mean, I can see where you could say, and this is really not that, you know, we're actually talking to a different group, but it just in case, I can see where you can say, okay, this is what I do, and over here is religion. I can see that why you would look at it that way. But if you're a Christian, you don't say, this is my life and this is religion. You are the body of Christ. You are walking under the lordship of Jesus Christ. He is the one leading your life. His ways are supposed to be your ways. You're supposed to be his disciple. So your whole life is integrated with the ways of God. And so you don't separate that. You actually operate in those principles. And he tells us every aspect of our life, the word of God tells us how we're to live our life. So when we look at what's happening in business sector, we look what's happening in government, we look what's happening with ourselves and our families and our communities, God has something to say about that. And that's what we live by. That's what we try to live by. We try to focus in the context of that. And we don't separate it. When you look at it this way, man, VFN TV and the daily radio program makes a lot of sense, because we're talking about it all at the same time, seeking a light perspective. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.